Listen to part of a lecture in an art history class. The professor is talking about art and architecture in ancient Assyria.
Last time we talked about the fact that the earliest art in Assyria was similar to that of Babylonia and other nearby cultures. But all that changed after the 9th century BC when the Assyrians started to develop their own unique style of art, particularly with their unusual sculpture. This sculpture primarily took two forms. The first kind were huge guardian-like figures that decorated the entrances to buildings. The large guardian sculptures were actually never meant to be viewed from all sides, but rather to be seen from either the front or the side, and are called double aspect reliefs. Relief carvings, as you'll remember from earlier discussions, generally stand out from a flat surface and are perfect for decorating walls. The other kind of sculpture favored by Assyrian artists was relief carving done, in fact, on the walls of palaces and other buildings. Actually, the kind of carving that forms a continuous band around the base of interior walls was probably invented by the Assyrians. The subject matter of the relief carvings most often was military conquest or the glory of the king and his family. The sculptures were sometimes arranged in the form of a story to show successive events in, say, the reign of a king or in a military campaign. The Assyrians also made relief carvings on materials other than stone. One example is a huge wooden gate of a palace that was decorated with scenes. Instead of being carved in stone, these scenes were done on metal, on horizontal bands of bronze. Let's take a look at a slide of this gate now so you can see the skill that was necessary to create these scenes.